Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
In our Lord's life, there is an occasion where he asks his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They respond, "Some say you are a prophet. Others say that you are John the Baptist." And Jesus then asks them, "And who do you say that I am?" To which one of the disciples, named Simon Peter, answers, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus validates this pronouncement by saying, "Blessed are you, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it." The Joshua portion of the Divine Liturgy is about to come to an end. We have been spiritually nourished with the Holy Scriptures and the message they present for the day. Following the Creed, the deacon proclaims the Anathema. This proclamation is reflective of some of the main concerns of the early church. In this case, it addresses the understanding of Christ and the Holy Spirit. It is doctrinal and an important statement of belief, even though pronounced in a negative manner. To be sure, the deacon is directing those in attendance that there should be no mistake that God is expressed in the Holy Trinity. Listen carefully as the deacon proclaims, "As for those who say there was a time when the Son was not, or there was a time when the Holy Spirit was not, or that they came into being out of nothing, or who say that the Son of God or the Holy Spirit are of different substance, and that they are changeable or alterable, such does the universal and apostolic Holy Church anathematize. Let there be no mistake. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, co-creators, co-eternal." Yes, this is dogmatic and reflective of the early disagreements about the nature of the Holy Trinity, but the true challenge for the participant today in the Divine Liturgy is presented next in the pronouncement made by St. Gregory the Illuminator. It is recited by the priest immediately after the Creed and the Anathema. He says, "As for us, we shall glorify him who was before the ages, worshiping the Holy Trinity and the one Godhead, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and always and forever. Amen." In the words, "As for us," St. Gregory the Illuminator is answering Christ's question. "People have said many things about me, but who do you say that I am?" Yes, there are many different understandings of Christ. The Father, the Holy Spirit, there's many understandings of God. But as for us, we know that this is God. Throughout the Nicene Creed, we stated many things about Christ. We believe that he was born, he was baptized, crucified, and rose. Here we remember that he gave us a teaching of love. As for us, we are proclaiming an understanding of that love expressed in the fullness of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As you listen to these words, challenge yourself to the question, who do you say that I am? Who is Christ for you? Are you willing to express the statement made by St. Peter? you are the Son of the living God. If so, understand that the gates of hell will not overcome the strength of his holy and mystical body. Do not fear. This is peace. Accordingly, we conclude the Joshu and are dismissed from this portion of the Divine Liturgy with a pronouncement made by the priest that the peace of Christ our Savior passes all understanding in all of our words. We are defended by our faith. We accent these words by proclaiming in unison, Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.